Thought Leader Thursdays are sponsored by Associated Bank. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing a home, Associated Bank is dedicated to finding the right mortgage solution for you. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Thought Leader Thursdays are sponsored by Associated Bank. We believe relationships matter. That's why at Associated Bank, we provide commercial clients with dedicated teams who offer custom solutions to help you reach your goals. Visit associatedbank.com/thoughtleadership. Member FDIC.
We're on with Doug Myers, the Senior Vice President and Private Banking Regional Manager at Associated Bank. Doug, good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you, Steve. Glad to be here.
Your expertise is always retirement and savings and wealth management. I want to talk to you a little bit about the best approaches out there right now. And one of the big questions I think a lot of people face every time they look at their portfolio and think about retirement is, are they going to be able to live off the returns of their retirement? Is that common for people? How hard is that to accomplish?
Well, it's very hard. And as we've talked many times before, Steve, if you start early in your 20s, it's a little more attainable than if you think about it and start in your 30s or your 40s. And one little example I have, if you were to live off the interest on your portfolio, let's say you're 65 years old and you want to make $35,000 a year in retirement, which isn't very much considering, you know, if you're in your 20s now and looking in your 60s to retire, $35,000 probably won't go very far. But if you were to use that as a goal, you'd have to start saving, when you're 25 years old, $586 a month to get to $1,000,001 in your portfolio to make $35,000 on the interest. If you wanted to make $45,000, you would have to put away $753 a month when you're 25 years old, which is pretty hard. But if you start early, once again, you can get to your goal. Last example, you want to make $50,000 on your portfolio on a 3% interest. You have to save $1,000,006, which is almost $1,000 a month if you're 25 years old. This amount would double if you're 32 years old. So, you know, it just shows if you start early and be consistent and have a goal in mind, you can do it when you're young, and you have to be disciplined and consistent about it.
Yeah, but on the flip side of that, for people like me, for instance, who didn't do that when I was young and been catching up for many years, it's a scary proposition to think that I need to have that retirement savings at $1,000,000 in just a few years. What are my options?
Well, you have to, there's several things you can do to start, Steve, and it's never too late, although it gets harder, as I've said, as you get older. Don't leave your 401k match on the table. If you work for a company that allows you to have a 401k, which most do, in fact, the laws are going to change where they're going to make it easier for you to sign up and to be participating in their 401k. Typically, companies have a match, whether it's 2, 3, or 5%, if you put in that much. So if you don't put in enough to have the company match, you're leaving money on the table. It's free money. And if it compounds over 20, 30 years while you're working in your career, that adds up to get you where you need to be. So don't leave your 401k match on the table. Consider an HSA, a health savings account. That works just like an IRA or a 401k in terms of putting monies aside pre-tax for your health needs and for your medical expenses. If you need to, you could convert that and put it into your IRA or your 401k at a later date, so it works just like those vehicles. Do other things. You can think about an IRA. If you max out in your 401k, you can still put monies in an IRA or an annuity. It's not with after-tax dollars, it's pre-tax dollars, but you can still have that as a vehicle for savings. So there's a couple things you can do to catch up and to get on, back on track, Steve.
I know a lot of things. One of the things that a lot of people think about is maybe play a few risky stocks to try to build up that nest egg a little quicker. With all of the volatility in the stock market these days, how good of an idea is that?
Well, to put all your eggs in one basket isn't real smart. You know, in today's times when stocks are going up, it looks pretty good. But in a bear market, it's not a real good strategy. And we've always said, in addition to being consistent, be diversified in your portfolio. And what I mean by that is in a diverse portfolio, you might have large cap stocks, small cap. You might have different sectors like tech, healthcare, energy, or consumer durables, for example. And then you might have domestic stocks, international stocks, and even emerging markets. And so year by year, for example, large cap stocks might have the biggest return, but next year they might not have the biggest return. Small caps might have the biggest return. So by diversifying your portfolio, you're going to take care of the losses and the gains and be consistent. And overall, you're going to come out ahead.
Are you one of the people that believes the stock market volatility is only temporary? I mean, I guess if you look over the long term of investing in the stock market for retirement, we've seen pretty good gains over long periods of time.
Well, you do. And I think the long-term percent return is about 10.5%, 11%. It might be a little lower over the past 5 years. But this year is a good example, Steve. We're living in the pandemic. We've had a lot of economic up and downs. We've had interest rates relatively low, but there's threats of them rising in the next couple of years. And so if you look at the ups and downs, lately we've had a lot of volatility. You know, the market's going up and down 400, 600 points. But it's at an all-time high right now. So you've got to ride, and once again, being consistent, ride the up and downs, the highs and the lows. And if you just keep at it and keep to your strategy, have a financial plan, have your goal set, and keep to it, over time, the market's going to be okay. And it's going to, like I said, you're going to live with that volatility. This year is a great example, up and down. Right now, the market's down a little bit today, but it's almost at its all-time high. So, you know, look at the long-term picture and not the short-term day-to-day picture.
What are investors buying over the last month or so? What is a good place to put money, both in the stock market and wherever else you think might be good?
Well, to the beginner investor, I would say look at the different funds, and you can go in and look at the companies like Fidelity and look at TD Ameritrade and look at the good quality funds with the good consistent managers with low expense ratios. And there's a lot of good funds out there that are diversified, mutual funds that are diversified within the sectors. And they have a low expense ratio, and they have a good management, solid history of gains. And I think a lot of people, beginning investors especially, are looking at those funds, different funds to put their monies in. If you're a more experienced and maybe a more mature investor, you might have a money manager to build a portfolio for you and maybe build a ladder of bonds within the stocks and have it diversified. And I think that's going to suit you for the long term.
When you have conversations with your clients about the future, especially if they come to you and they're very nervous, I know we at the beginning of the talk today talked about how much money you need in your fund to have certain, you know, retirement levels. Mm-hmm. When somebody comes to you and they're really nervous about that, how do you calm them down?
Well, I think you just have to sit down with them and go over their financial plan, go over their goals and their what they want to accomplish within their various different ages and stages of life, and make a plan and stick to it. And I think people need to sleep at night, whether that means you're a little more high risk or low risk, whatever your tendencies are. But I think you have to be able to sleep at night and not worry about it on a day-to-day basis. And if that means putting everything in maybe a less risk bond portfolio versus equities, that's fine. You're still going to get to where you need to be if you follow that financial plan and follow your goals.
It feels like
I might back up and say, Steve, another benchmark for your 401k or your portfolio. Let's say you have $100,000 portfolio, for example. You can predict to use about 4%, not just interest, but principal in your portfolio to retire. So if you've got $100,000, for example, that's going to yield about a $4,000 a month or a year income for your retirement. So multiply that $100,000 by 10 for $1 million. That would be a $40,000 portfolio, assuming a benchmark of your 4%. Okay. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, it does. So as we close out the year here, Doug, I have a feeling that most investors and retirement savers are going to be pretty happy with what they see in their portfolio. It's been a pretty good year, hasn't it?
It has been a good year. The returns have been good, although we've had some recent downturns. But, you know, as I said, the volatility is going to go up and down. But at the same time, you look back, you're going to enjoy a healthy return this year, despite all the issues we have in our economy and the world in terms of the pandemic and other things going on.
All right. Doug, how can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
They can call me directly at 312-544-4600, and we'd love to have conversations about financial planning, portfolio management, investment returns, and things of that such.
Always great talking with you. Doug, have a wonderful holiday.
Thank you, Steve. Same to you.